Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. We're trying to reach Mr. George McMullen, who's to be my guest today. He is in Canada, and we are not sure that we are going to be able to get him on the show, as we had hopefully planned to do. But if he is able to make it, we'll get a beep, and we will take a break. Meanwhile, what we're going to do is open our telephone line so that if you should want to talk to me during this next hour directly, those telephone lines are now open, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. I wanted to share a number of different items with you today, and for those of you who are in business, if you have small businesses, one of the biggest things you always have to contend with is, how am I going to be able to enable myself economically to make my business work? Now, there are some interesting points of information that came to my attention, so I thought that I would share them with you. Here's a point that I think is extremely significant. Today, there's more than 147 million adults in the United States online. 147 million adults online. And it is a wonderful, wonderful medium to be able to reach. And it has created over the years an entirely different marketing environment. And for a lot of years when the Internet first started up, my goodness, 10, 15 years ago, people were going broke because they thought they were going to just be able to do so much on the Internet, and they got so excited because the numbers sound absolutely awesome. When you have access to 147 million people, that's quite incredible. But how are they going to know about you? Well, you have to learn about online marketing. It allows for you to target your audience. It allows for flexibility. And you are in a position to see how you measure up. And this is what Holly Berkley, she is out of San Diego, said. She said, Internet marketing allows you to put your company in the research path when people are actively looking for your service. Now, there's a lot of various marketing tools that are available to those of you that are in a micro business. You can use a blog, you've got email, there's all kinds of search engines, and there's website advertising that's available to you. Now, every one of those aspects can be of value to you as a small business, even though you may not have a book to sell or products to sell online. And you have a lot of flexibility with your budget. And there's a gentleman by the name of Bruce Brown that said, I try to recommend the spend less approach and then see what your results are. And there are a number of different publications, and I have not yet researched these myself personally, but I thought I would share them with you because they sound like something you might want to check out. There is a book called The Low Budget Online Marketing for Small Business. Again, that's by Holly Berkley. And then you have How to Use the Internet to Advertise, Promote, and Market Your Business or Website with Little or No Money. Now, what's so great about this is that with the Internet, if you develop the savvy, you can take and shift things around. You can put something in. If it's not working, you can take it out very quickly. It is a very different medium. And even though it's been around for a while, there's always the learning curve with this, as it is with anything else. I mean, look at the amount of junk mail we get every day. Just paper junk mail. I mean, we have a paper bin outside. That Hummer is loaded every other week to the brim, just with paper. Well, that goes into the recycle bin. But this is something, I'm just one individual, and we've got millions and millions and millions, billions, gazillions of tons of waste. Well, when you're on the net, you don't have that. You don't have all of that paper stuff. So it's a different way of working with it. Now, blogs are good if you can keep them up. Now, that's an abbreviation for web blog. Now, this really started a few years back, and I think it was about 2005. Now, there is a gentleman that started his own blog in 2005, and he's just absolutely doing wonderfully with that blog. He's got all kinds of information and details that he can share with other people because of it. And there is another gentleman that said through his blog, he doesn't do any other kind of advertising or even networking. His blog is bringing in all kinds of people. And this one gentleman, whose name is Keith, he said the advantage of the technology today is that he's able to reach a lot of people in a very simple, extremely low-cost way versus the traditional advertising modems that he has used. And with him, he's in real estate. So he's got people that are really interested in what he has to say and his helpfulness. He said a blog can be a very legitimate business marketing tool. It can be free, and it's easy to use. And he said he has a good time with it. So he spends a lot of his time and a lot of his effort with this because this has worked for him. So you can get a couple of programs for blogging that you would, if you wanted to incorporate this, you have blogger.com, that's blogger.com, and also wordpress.com. Now, these are free programs, and I'm sure there's plenty of others out there, but this is just information that has come across my desk. Now, what they can do for you is they can help establish your company's credibility. It is something you need to update on a regular basis. And it apparently has quite an influence on boosting your website's search engine rankings. And I wasn't aware that it had that kind of an effect. Also, it allows visitors to interact with customers who can ask questions and offer comments. And they said there can be a downside. If somebody has a negative remark to make, then they're going to have the opportunity to do that. But that's what free speech is all about. That's what you want to know. And if you find out about some negative comments, it's a good thing to be aware of, so that doesn't have to be a real bad thing. So, with Keith, who is in real estate, he said he found for himself it's been a wonderful way to develop relationships with people in a non-confrontational way. He said it's legitimate, and he said one of the hardest parts of being in real estate for him has been finding buyers and sellers. Well, you talk to any real estate agent, that's their business. That's always a challenge. So he said the best way to do it is to be there where people are looking, and where people are looking is on the Internet. And I am constantly surprised by, and I guess I shouldn't be, because, look, my program is on the Internet. But it's amazing how many people will literally spend hours a day on the Internet. I'm not one of those people in particular, but there are so many who are. And we have to remember, if we're not that, let's see, involved with the Internet, as millions and millions of people are, just remember, they are there. They want to know. They want to talk. They want to communicate. So it's restructuring and looking at things differently. And it is an education. It's an education that it's ongoing. You're never going to always know everything about it. So that's why I thought I would share with it. Now, one of the things that he brought up is that he is working on his blog all day long. So if you're not in a position to do this, you have to look at some other options. But there are those people that enjoy doing it. For Keith, that's what he does. His home is where his office is located. So three or four times a day, he's in there and he's updating information and bringing all kinds of stuff. And he spends about 90 minutes a day writing entries. And also, what he does in addition to that, he puts in 5 hours doing research. Now, he's a very, very active blogger. However, you don't necessarily have to be. You just have to keep your entries relevant and update regularly enough so that people will want to come back. Now, one gentleman said, all you need to do is spend 15 minutes a day. Give me a break. I can't even get my email taken care of in 15 minutes a day. So it's one of those things you have to understand. Your time management is what you have to look at when you're doing it. Now, here's another aspect. Pay-per-click ads. And there's search engines all over the place, and people naturally use keywords to find goods or services, but the page doesn't bring up just search results. There are also text-based ads near the results, which you can use to reach eyeballs with minimal cost. Now, these ads are called sponsored links. Now, Google has those, for example, and programs like the Google AdWords don't have a minimum spending requirement. You could set a daily budget of just $5 and could choose to pay just 1 cent per click. And a bidding system helps determine the positioning you'll receive. Now, you need to remember there are keyword phrases that are more specific, cost less. You'll likely pay more for dog groomer than you would for a Dallas dog groomer. Now, here's how a local business can use the geo-targeting tools, those that are offered by major search engines, to show an ad only to visitors within a designated area. It'll keep your budget expenditures down, and you'll be making sure you're only drawing the most focused kind of audience. Now, there's a Matt Van Wagner, who is the owner of Find Me Faster, a paid search advertising agency, and he's in New Hampshire. And he decided he was going to create a campaign for a local bakery. And he set restrictions for text-based ads to run only within 30 miles of the community and bought 150 specific keywords and phrases. Now, this originally cost $60 the first month, but more and more traffic began going to the bakery's website. Now, in the beginning, he didn't know how many people were visiting the bakery after seeing the ads. But he said $60 a month to attract 120 to 150 local searchers on very specific terms, like wedding cakes in his particular community. So it is really money well spent. So those are things that can be thought about. Also, search engines typically offer tracking tools, too. Now, more than 90%, here's some interesting detail, more than 90% of U.S. paid search advertising spending went to Google and Yahoo. And in 2007, the research firm eMarketer, that came up with those statistics. And there are plenty of other places you can go to as well. And what is recommended by those people that are really savvy about this is dividing up your budget among major search engines to see which one's going to do the work for you. And search engines, of course, again, like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, will help drive traffic by finding your site and listing it in search results when people will type in the keywords related to your business. So you can go and hire search engine optimization firms. They'll really give you an inside track on how to make your site search engine friendly. But they can also be pretty pricey. But there are free strategies you and whoever is putting together your website can work with using. And it's to help search engines access what's important about a web page, make sure there are 200 to 300 words in the body of a page's text. And also include important keyword or keyword phrases in the first paragraph. In search engines, look for repetition of a keyword, but you shouldn't go overboard. Using keyword phrases like a wedding cake 500 times on a page isn't such a good thing to do. So you need to include your keywords in web coding that describe the content of your pages, like the description tags and the title tips. Now, here are some tips. Use keywords your customers will be using to find you, rather than industry buzzwords. And I think that's really important. Use the keywords your customers will be using to find you, rather than industry buzzwords. Be sure to put your company's street address and phone number on every single page of your site. That is so very important. Have you ever popped into a website and tried to figure out how to get a hold of the people in the office? There have been times I've gone through 20 or 30 pages before I've been able to access that. That's not good. That's even with some large organizations. Submit your site manually at no cost to be indexed by search engines. And keep in mind that search engines cannot read Flash, which is a popular animation software. Flash makes many websites just come alive with their graphics and interactivity. Be sure to use plenty of HTML, the language used to create web pages. Also, find non-competing but related partners with whom to exchange links, because search engines consider the number of relevant websites that link to yours. And also, get links from your local chamber of commerce and ask customers to write reviews of your business on review sites. So there's a whole bunch of different odds and ends of pieces of information. By no means is it going to be the end-all of end-all, but I thought that this is pretty pertinent, and I am just amazed. I am consistently amazed at what I find out. I found out there were 2,500 listings just for Donna Sebo, and that just amazed me, and I found out yesterday. And this has all happened in ways and manners that in a million years I would never, ever have thought could have occurred. Yet it's there. So there are those patterns that happen. And I just wanted to share that with you because this information came across my desk and I said, wow, this is just too good not to be able to share it with you. And then George wasn't able to make the interview today. I thought this is a great opportunity for me to share this kind of detail, though it's not as, well, as intense maybe as you would like. But maybe it's going to help you realize that you've got something you can work with. I mean, I think of the different people that I've spoken with, and it's literally thousands and thousands of people during the 7 years that I've had my daily show. And each and every one of them have their own agendas, and each and every one of them are incorporating the web, the Internet, on some level. And it's amazing how people find them. I had someone say, Donna, I'm so fortunate that I found you. My goodness, here you are on the web, and I've been looking for you for years. And I said, oh, good heavens, what a surprise. But it does happen that way. So remember, if you are in a business, if you want to start a blog, if you're developing a nonprofit, if you're doing anything, try to remember the Internet is not your enemy. It can be a friend. It is a way of sharing information. It's a wonderful way of communicating. But I will say something else to you. When you're in business, using the Internet is fine, but don't ever forget the relationship with people. You need to be out in front of people in one way or another. A chamber of commerce is a great venue to be a part of, clubs, community organizations. The people need to know that you're actually a live, breathing person where they can interact with you one-on-one. It really does make a difference. I think sometimes in today's world, many people have become very isolated. They sit in front of their computers, and their computer can become their whole world. Many of you are out there working every day, and you're in front of computers all day long. We need to remember that one-on-one communication is so significant. And I know that in the public appearances that I do, it's so wonderful to be able to connect with people and to meet them in person. There's a warmth there that you're never going to get with a computer. So don't ever forget, if you are in business, make yourself visible. If you're a bakery company like this one little place in New Hampshire, you can use the Internet, but I'll tell you what, if people don't have a chance to see you, they're not going to really be aware of you very much. They may want to order from you, but you get out in your community, too, and let them know that you're available. Make sure you've got all your information on your business cards. Pass it out there. People love to know about you. They want to know about you. One of the biggest things I find is that people are hungry for one-on-one communication. And you have the opportunity to do that. So use the internet, but don't forget that personal touch. Don't forget your telephone is a wonderful resource. And being visible through other forms of media is a wonderful resource, too. This is Donna Sebo and my guest, Mr. George McMullen. He has not been able to make the interview today, so telephone lines are open. So let me give out the number, 877-876-5227. Also, Canadians, 888-815-9756, our direct line of 530-876-3222. Now, those lines are open for those of you that might want to chat with me directly. It's a one-on-one conversation, and I'm happy to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. All I need from you when you call in is your first name or your initial, and then after that, you're welcome to ask me about anything that you like. I want to share some information with you, too, for those of you in Alaska that might be listening to the broadcast at this time. I'm going to be flying up to Anchorage, Alaska. I'll be there for a few days. And if you'd like to meet with me, give me a call at my office, 800-872-8852. Also, I am going to be appearing at the end of this month at a wonderful event, which just is thrilling to me. I absolutely am delighted to be able to be a part of it, and that is the Pacific Northwest Women's Show. This is an event I've had the privilege of being a part of for a number of years, and it is so exciting. Yes, gals, it's a wonderful way to spend your weekend. Grab your girlfriends, just wear your good walking shoes, and be prepared to have fun, learn a lot, watch some wonderful seminars, be engrossed in activities that will keep you going from 10 in the morning until 6 at night. It is fun. It is absolute fun. Now, you can go to their website, the Northwest Women's Show. Northwest could be spelled out or abbreviated just with an NW, but go to the Northwest Women's Show. You'll find out all about the ticket prices. You'll find out about the various events. I'm going to be speaking each day while I'm there. And you'll also be able to come by my booth number 406, and we will be able to have some mini consultations if you so desire, and I'm going to have all kinds of books there that are going to be available for sale. So I'd like to invite you to come along. So if you're in the state of Washington, do put that on your calendar. Mark it in red because it is just going to be a fabulous, fabulous event. It's being held at the Quest Convention Center right across from Quest Field. Plenty of parking. And it is just, again, an event that's been going on for 20 years now, and over 40,000 women come out to attend all of the fun activities and learn about all the wonderful new products, the wonderful vendors that are there, including myself. And just, oh, it's just such a joy to be there. It's just absolutely a delight. So I invite you to come on out. Don't forget, it's the 28th, 29th, and 30th of March. That's the 28th, 29th, and 30th of March. And I'll be there again in booth number 406. So come by and say hello. Look for the bright yellow banner that has the Donna Sebo Show, bbsradio.com, and you'll see that there. Oh, and by the way, if there have been some of you that have been trying to email me and you've been having some problems, we are still finding that we have some glitches in our system, but keep trying to send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. I had someone in Spain that was trying to send me an email, and they went through a different routing system, and they were finally able to get through. But it is just something we're trying to figure out what it is that has contaminated our system, and as we're working through that, as soon as we have it cleared, we will be without that obstruction in the future. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you would like to chat. Telephone number 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Also 530-876-3222. Now, tomorrow my guest is going to be Dr. Kenneth Condrell. We're going to be talking about how a man can be a great divorced dad. So often we hear comments made about women dealing with divorce, etc. This is going to be especially oriented towards the guys. And I've known so many men who have children who have gone through a lot of pain and agony and suffering because they really didn't know how to handle the situation and what to do, and often they just backed away from the whole thing. Well, Dr. Kenneth has really come up with some very good insights regarding this, so we're going to be talking about that tomorrow. And then on Thursday, we're going to be talking to the gals and saying, oh, what do you do when he's married to his mother, when he's married to mom? Well, Dr. Adams is going to be my guest, and we're going to be talking about how you can handle that kind of situation, ladies, and how you can have a good marriage regardless. And then on Friday, we're going to be talking about healing, meaning, and purpose. We're going to be talking with Dr. Petty in Georgia, and we're going to be discussing how we can have wellness in our lives and ways we can, well, make that happen. We're going to be talking about myths. We're going to be talking about all kinds of things. So join us. We've got a wonderful lineup of people this week. And even though I'm out of state, even though I'm away from my office, due to the wonders of technology, we're able to keep the program going no matter where I am. Isn't it a wonderful, wonderful situation to be in? I'm so pleased with it. And don't forget, we have a very special interview, Dr. Edgar Mitchell, the Apollo 14 astronaut who founded the Institute of Noetic Science. You're not going to want to miss that on Monday. It's going to be an hour that's going to be dedicated to this man who stepped on the moon. He is a part of the history books, but in many ways that we will never know of, this man has created a shift in life and in the understanding of the purpose and value of life. And we're going to be dedicating the whole hour on Monday to him for that special interview. So I hope you can tune in, tell your friends, because it's a very significant opportunity, and I'm pleased that he is going to be a guest on my show. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. When we come back, I have some health information for you, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Don't go away now.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyND.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on BBSRadio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
Well, we've got a caller on the line, and if you'd like to chat with me, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. If you're in Canada, we also have a direct line of 530-876-3222. Caller, welcome to the show, first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's April. I'm calling from Lexington, Indiana.
Lexington, Indiana. Well, thank you so very much for calling in. And the first thing, April, I'm looking at with you, you have, I think, a most interesting way of thinking. When I'm observing you in my mind, it's as if someone presents a problem or a challenge, and immediately you start wanting to resolve things. You are a problem solver. Yet people seem to get irritated with you and not want to listen to what your concepts are. And I think all you're going to have to learn to do, dear, is to stay quiet long enough to let everybody else give their 50 cents worth.
Mm-hmm.
And in that process, get in the habit of making your notes, making your outlines. Learn to be a real good listener. Then after everyone has given their perspective, you then come in and say, I want to be sure I understand what the challenge is, and I really would like some clarity. Would you mind if we go over it again? And then have them repeat the solution, or not the solution, the problem, the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you want to say, and then you're talking to one person, you say, now, you suggested this. That was a very interesting perspective. And then you go to someone else and say, well, that's an interesting perspective. I'd like to share mine. And then you take and think about how your words will form a picture for people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
And you use your words not to put down anybody else, but to build a picture so that the other people that have had their concepts will go, wow, I hadn't thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to be the first one out of the door. Don't try to be the first one out of the door. And I'll tell you why this is coming through. April, you are being prepared through experience to eventually have a positioning of very high responsibility. Knowing how to communicate effectively and well, and knowing how to use your tone of voice to convey confidence and a willingness for people to listen to you when you speak,
mm-hmm.
is what you're refining at this time. You are one of these, I'll call it you a speed thinker. It's easy for you to grasp the overall situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that is wonderful. But you are going to be working with people of different thinking patterning. Now, this doesn't mean you can please everybody all the time. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm wanting you to do is understand how you need to be a very, very astute listener.
Right.
Let other people give their insights first. Listen carefully. You may find that you have supporters of the concept that you would have, but they might be using different words than you'd use. So you are learning how to expand your thinking, your capabilities of communication on such a level that I would use diplomatic communication as a description of how you are in the future. And I don't think it's that far off, going to know how to be able to make people comfortable with thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And also being patient with the fact it may take a while for you to implant the seed and allow it to sort of turn around in somebody's mind.
Right.
So you don't come in and say, it's my way or the highway.
Right.
You're a doer. There's no fooling around with you. You say, hey, if it's got to be done, man, we've got to move that tree. Let's move the tree. We'll get the axe, we'll get the chainsaw, we'll do blah, 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 blah. You're very good at this. But you've offended some people, and you've created an animosity sometimes when that wasn't your intention. It's just, you're just very clear and very direct.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wanting you to be aware of something because of what I'm seeing you evolve into. I want you to have the aces in your hand.
Right.
And all it will take is a little bit of a shift in the way you do things. Not much, but a little bit of a shift.
Okay.
You are learning how to bring people in together as a working unit.
Mm-hmm.
You're learning a refinement of communication skills as a leader.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be recognized as such.
Okay.
And your financial situation is going to be sort of up and down over the next 2 years. So if I could encourage you to be more on the conservative side with your dollars, be on the conservative side.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need that cash. If you wanted to go to Bahamas and it cost you $2,000,
yeah.
I would say, can't you rent a video? And I know it's not as good as the real thing, but fake it.
Mm-hmm.
and just put that $2,000 aside so that you're building some capital, because you're going to need those dollars.
Okay.
You've got some very special things that you're going to want to do. And it's just really asking, you know, what is it your objective is, where is it you want to see yourself, give yourself a time frame.
Mm-hmm.
You know all the rules. You read. You are so open to learning. It's marvelous. So you're just honing skills here. I'd recommend Toastmasters if you've ever had a chance to be a part of that. I would recommend you're thinking of being a part of that group because you can learn voice modulation. You can learn how to work with a microphone easily and readily, dealing with the variances of tonality. And I think it'd just be wonderful for you.
Okay.
What would you like to ask me today?
Well, I was going to ask you because I have three children. I've lost two. And I just found out I was pregnant just recently. And I was just really wondering if you could tell me how that might turn out.
All right. I missed, if I could tell you about the what?
How this pregnancy might turn out.
All right. First of all, how far along are you, hon? About 6 weeks?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. What I want you to do, your pregnancies, and this may sound rather cold, but I think that if you've had two miscarriages in the past, your body is trying to tell you that you need to take better care of it.
And then I need to get what?
You need to take better care of it.
Okay.
So what I'd like for you to do is start educating yourself regarding nutrition. I really want you to be aware of educating yourself with the understanding that what you put into your body is going to fuel the cells of your body, which in turn are going to fuel that little tiny fetus that's inside of you at this time.
Right.
If you do not take care of yourself, if you do not do this, you're going to have a very sickly child.
Right.
So it's important for you to look at, and just don't take my word for it, I want you to do some reading. I want you to do some research on eating nutritionally. I'd recommend that you read about vitamin supplementation. Also, look at how you could do juicing with vegetables, like your greens, so that you can have more of that. And if you're going to have sugar, which I know you're going to have a craving for, you could have, like, real maple syrup, you know, have the natural sugars.
Mm-hmm.
That would help you tremendously. But have your fresh fruits. Have your vegetables. Have good meat.
Okay.
And don't skimp. But remember, if you have a whole bunch of, let's say, white flour products, you're not giving your baby what it needs. What you have to do is build your body. You have to realize the chassis that you've got is the one that you have to take care of.
Right.
I'd recommend cod liver oil. I know that sounds totally distasteful. I'd recommend vitamin D. I think you need to really start doing some reading and research. And the B vitamins are very important.
Right.
Vitamin E. So the supplements are necessary, but you need to divide them up during the day. Don't try to take them all at once.
Right.
Otherwise, you're going to feel like you're going to throw up.
Right.
But try to get as much nutrition from your fresh fruits, vegetables, and your meats, and really pay attention to that.
Okay.
But that's what you need to really look at, because right now you are in a very critical phase.
Right.
And if you do not take care of your body isn't going to have the strength or stamina to give what it needs to the baby.
Right.
So I really think that that's going to be very, very important for you.
Okay.
Have you done any reading or research along those lines?
I read the baby book, what to expect when you're expecting.
That's not enough, hon.
And that says a lot in the dietary, you know, what to eat and stuff.
Well, I want you to realize that supplementation is extremely important.
Okay.
Now, go to my website. You'll find a page on glyconutrients. Those are very, very important, and those are plant-based.
Okay.
They're listed in the physician's desk reference.
Okay.
But check out the glyconutrients, because this is something that is so important. But good nutrition, you can't beat it. And remember, you're feeding too.
Right.
You're feeding yourself, and you're feeding that baby. And that baby will take everything out of your body that
right.
you have. You could end up with rotten teeth and weak bones and everything else, because that baby will need everything it possibly can, and you are the source of its nutrition.
Right.
This is not a time to be dieting.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but you just need to realize that. And
okay.
If you've got a good doctor, which I'm sure that you have someone that is going to be pretty good, I would say have a blood test to find out what you're nutritionally deficient in at this time.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, just go in and have a blood test. It's one of the safest ways to determine it. Heck, I've known more than one individual that found out they were low in Bs or didn't have enough vitamin D or something else. But
mm-hmm.
remember, it is up to you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, April.
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome, dear. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break, and if you'd like to call in and chat with me, here are the telephone numbers, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. By the way, I want to mention quickly, before we go to break, I'm going to be doing a class on April the 19th, Mental Ecology, how to prepare yourself so that you can make the shift in your life that you want to make and spring forward the way that you want to with the results. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. I'll bring you more information about that upcoming class in just a moment. Don't go away.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyMD.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on BBSRadio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and if you'd like to give me a call, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. I know we've got a caller on the line. Quickly, before we go to our next caller, I want to say to those of you who are in the state of Washington, I'm going to be presenting a class on Saturday, April the 19th, from 10 until noon. Actually, it's going to be more like 1 o'clock because we're going to have a catered lunch as well. But it's on mental ecology, and it's going to be all about personally empowering yourself for this year of 2008. And the fee for the class is only $89, and part of the money for this class is going to be going towards the repairing and rebuilding of the historical building of the Center for Spiritual Living in downtown Tacoma. So if you'd like to have more information about it, go to my email newsletter for this month. You'll see all the directions and everything in there underneath the appearance schedule that I have. And you can also call my office at 800-872-8852. So, again, that's going to be in Tacoma, Washington, April the 19th. Mark your calendar. It's going to be a very interactive class, and we're going to have a good time with this. And it'll have a catered lunch, and we're going to have this one-on-one connection that I always enjoy doing. So it's for the Center of Spiritual Living, and part of the monies, again, are going to be going towards the repairing of this historical building that it's being done in. So give me a call at 800-872-8852 for more information. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
This is Erin in Montana.
Hi, Erin. Where are you calling from in Montana?
Missoula.
Where is that again?
Missoula.
Missoula. Okay. Yep. I couldn't hear you, so I wanted to be sure that I had that. Okay, Erin. You are interesting to me because as much as you don't like getting into politics, I think that you're going to be very actively involved in some political venue because you feel that it's very important for individual freedom. And I respect and I appreciate that. I do think that you must be wise, however, and you must understand that when you are involved in a certain activity level, there are always going to be those people that are going to want to sabotage this. And so you must be aware of those staunch supporters that you would have and just keep the pace. Don't try to move too fast. Don't drag your heels. Just keep a steady pace at what it is you're trying to get across to people. And I'm seeing you with a list of names, people being very supportive of what you believe in. And I am seeing a winning situation, but you have to realize that within about 3 or 4 years after this will be accomplished, there's going to be a very large group of people that are going to want to undo it. So it must be thought out very, very carefully as to how this is going to be presented and how it is going to be successfully maintained. You've got a lot on your plate. I think you're a good writer. I would love to see you do more writing. I think when you speak, you have a passion about what you really love and believe in that touches people's hearts and minds in a very special way. I think you're a talented woman. I believe you have closeted yourself away because you sort of got a little bit disgusted and upset with the world at large. But I want to remind you that one person can make a tremendous difference. And we all have to march according to our own drummer, but don't ever be afraid to be who you are because you have a talent of being able to interact with people that I think is quite special. So I would want you to be comfortable with that and know that you are going to be able to achieve certain things. I'm not worried about money with you at all. I'm not really, because money doesn't seem to be the primary focus for you. For you, it's more purpose. You really want to have something that is meaningful to you, and you want the money to go along with it. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's as if there's got to be value here. I want value with what I do, and that is coming. And you need to nourish your artistic soul, too, with music, with painting, with dancing. I don't care how that artistic side of the self is nourished, but it needs to be nourished because you feel very dry in your life. You feel like your life doesn't have the color and the vitality that it should have when you do have art, when you do have the arts involved in your environment. And I'd agree. I think that's just like the staff of life to you. That's very important. What would you like to ask me?
I just wanted to ask you if I'm on the right path. I recently have been ill, and I kind of got a bad diagnosis. And I'm okay with it, but I just want to make sure that I'm on the right life path.
Why do you think you're not on the right path? When you're talking about a path, because I don't see you lost there, not at all.
Okay. I just No, I feel like I am. I guess I just need to know. I actually kind of got it. I was given a terminal diagnosis, and I just need to know if I'm doing everything I should be doing.
Well, in response to the fact that you were given a diagnosis, that diagnosis may have some validity. However, it's up to you to choose how you want that to take a place in your life. You can say, well, this is it, and this is the way it's going to be, and then get on with your life and do what you need to do. I do think that you have some options to work with. I'm not a doctor, but my perception is you do have some options to work with, and I would say quality of life is important, and that's what you need to focus on. You need to look at yourself and say, all right, if this is something that has evolved, I need to find out what is the cellular cause for this. And that being the discovery, where do I go from here to deal with it? And I believe that you are going to find that not only are you going to be able to make some shifts and changes in the body that are going to be to your advantage, but I think you're going to surprise a number of people around you.
Correct. I think you're absolutely right. And I already feel that, and I already know that, and I've been loading myself up nutritiously with tons of fruits and vegetables and just doing everything I can to make my body healthy.
Well, it's more than that. You need to not just feed the body, you need to feed the mind. And you need to be willing, and I know you are, to say, okay, let me do some homework on this. I mean, anybody can say you're terminal. That's fine. And the fact is, we are all terminal. If we're going to really get down to the brass tacks of life,
right,
we all are terminal.
Right.
Period. So you need to say, okay, that's the worst case scenario at this moment. What's the best case scenario? The best case scenario is that I take charge. This is what I'm going to do. And it does take some research. It does take some information. And dependent on what the condition is, you have to ask yourself, how did this evolve at a cellular level? And your physician may or may not be able to tell you. They may not know. So you may want to do the research on the internet to see what some other people have come up with.
Okay.
But I think you are on. You're not off the path, dear. You've never been off the path. You know, the truth is nobody ever gets off the path. You're never lost. I love what Janice Stanfield says. She says, I'm not lost, I'm just exploring. And I really think that that's true. We always have these variables that come into our lives. But you are an expression of spirit in your own particular way. And by Jove, you have the opportunity to be the finest and best of who you are.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And you have a fabulous, fabulous day.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Siebel. And my goodness, I know we're just about out of time. Now, tomorrow, we're going to be talking about how dads, if you're divorced, you can still be a fabulous dad. Who we're going to be talking with? Dr. Kenneth Condrell. He is going to be my guest. Yes, I will be up in Anchorage, Alaska, but the show still goes on live. Why? Because we've got great guys in the studio at bbsradio.com and also the wonder of technology that enables us to keep in touch with you 5 days a week right here, same time, same place on the Donna Siebel Show. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. You're one of a kind. Thank heavens. Gives us something to talk about. Go out and shine, shine, shine. This is Donna Siebel. We'll talk with you tomorrow from Anchorage, Alaska. Bye for now.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.